And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Louise Bogan, Livermore Falls, Maine, 1897. Poetry critic for The New Yorker magazine for 38 years. Louise Bogan, who said, "I have no fancy idea about poetry. It's not like embroidery or painting or silk. It doesn't come to you on the wings of a dove. It's something you have to work hard at." It's the birthday of Steve Wozniak, born in Sunnyvale, California, 1950. Always loved electronics. As a kid, he and his friends would build all kinds of gadgets, including intercom systems between their houses. By the age of 11, he was working on a sort of computer. He made a machine that played tic-tac-toe. He met Steve Jobs in 1970, introduced by a mutual friend, and in 1976 they formed their own company and called it Apple. Wozniak said, "You didn't have to have a real specific reason for choosing a name when you were a tiny little company of two people. You choose any name you want." The Apple I computer came about when Wozniak got the idea to pair a typewriter keyboard with a television screen. They built it in Jobs' bedroom, and when they ran out of room, they worked in his garage. They hoped to sell 50 of them, and if it didn't work, Jobs told Wozniak, at least they could tell their grandkids they'd had their own company. And 7 years later, Apple had a stock value of $985 million. It's the birthday of Alex Haley, born in Ithaca, New York, 1921, author of Roots, a saga of an American family, a fictionalized history of seven generations of his family from Africa through slavery in the United States. He also co-wrote the autobiography of Malcolm X. And it was on this day the first civilian prisoners began arriving at Alcatraz, 1934. It had been a military prison. It housed Confederate sympathizers and enemy combatants during the Spanish-American War, then became a federal penitentiary in 1934, a place where dangerous criminals were locked up, but many convicts requested transfers to Alcatraz because there you got your own cell. Alcatraz closed down in 1963 simply because it was so expensive to run and was in constant need of repair. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, "Failing and Flying." Everyone forgets that Icarus also flew. It's the same when love comes to an end or the marriage fails and people say they knew it was a mistake, that everybody said it would never work, that she was old enough to know better. But anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Like being there by that summer ocean on the other side of the island while love was fading out of her, the stars burning so extravagantly, those nights that anyone could tell you they would never last. Every morning she was asleep in my bed, like a visitation, the gentleness in her like antelope standing in the dawn mist. Each afternoon I watched her coming back through the hot, stony field after swimming, the sea light behind her and the huge sky on the other side of that. Listened to her while we ate lunch. How can they say the marriage failed? Like the people who came back from Provence when it was Provence and said it was pretty, but the food was greasy. I believe that Icarus was not failing as he fell, but just coming to the end of his triumph. Failing and Flying, a poem by Jack Gilbert, from Refusing Heaven, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.